Our Lord finds himself today followed by a very large crowd of people. And as he goes around, he knows why they're all there. They're there to see him. They've heard of the miracles that he's worked, and they've come from far and wide to see this man of God. They wanted to see these wonders, and they have the sick that they need to be healed, and he heals them. And they have those with devils that they need to be driven out, and he drives them out. And they want to hear the holy words that he has to offer, and so he preaches to them. And they continue to follow him all around. They soak it in. They can't get enough. They know this is something truly special that they are witnessing, and they don't want to leave. They travel with him, following him around for a great distance and a long period of time under the hot sun there of the desert. And finally, our Lord looks out at this crowd and he asks the apostles, how do we get them enough food to eat? How much will this cost? Philip is the one that answers and tells him that essentially there's so many that are here that there's no way we could really even afford to give them enough food to eat. Not even enough for everybody just to get a small little bit of food. Could we afford that? Apparently, wandering around and preaching is not necessarily the highest paying job in the land. But the apostles offer a peculiar statement to our Lord. They say to him that there is a boy here and he's got 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but that they quickly realize, well, what difference does that make? There's so many heads. Our Lord has them bring those gifts to him. And he gives thanks and he prays over them, and then he tells them to distribute the food that they have. The apostles don't question it. They do so. And by the simple act of faith of the apostles, everybody, all of the 5,000, are fed to their fill, that they are completely satisfied, and there are even leftovers after the fact. Why did our Lord find it so important to perform this miracle? The people that were there, they had already seen a number of miracles take place already. And it wasn't that they necessarily needed to see a multiplication of food as a proof of the divinity of Christ. Healing the people that are around them, casting out the devils, doing all of these things was enough to prove that this man was a holy man and a man of God. Of course, this miracle of the multiplication of loaves and fishes certainly wasn't going to hurt in that department of making sure they knew truly this was the Christ. However, it wasn't just simply because they had come to see Christ that he multiplied them. It wasn't simply even that they put their faith in him by knowing that they were going to have the people they cared about healed and see these miracles take place. Rather, it was those things and for the fact that they had stayed for so long. Our Lord continued traveling around, and for such a long period of time, these people didn't go anywhere. There was no more important place for them to be than right there with Christ. There was nothing greater for them to witness than these miracles that this man was to work. Nothing greater for them to hear than the words of wisdom that he had to offer, the faith that he had to give. And so, our Lord, being the good God, he had compassion on them because he knew that they would keep going. They weren't going to stop. They wanted to be with him all the way. And so, they would do so even to the detriment of their own well-being. They needed to eat. They needed the strength. And so, our Lord, he took care of that. He is the good God. And he fed them and nourished them. It's important that this gospel appears at this point in time, because it reminds us that it's the same for us in Lent. Lent is fruitful to our souls. Lent is the season in which we strengthen our souls. And it's not because of necessarily what we do in the way of sacrifices. Think about it. Is fasting hard? If I ask you to fast for a day, is that a difficult thing to do? To eat only two small meals that don't add up to the main meal? And yes, you could have meat at the main meal if you'd like to as well. It's not all that terribly difficult. Is saying a few extra prayers, putting a few extra devotions aside, all that consuming for you? No. Is doing a little spiritual reading take up too much of your time, too much of a burden? Of course not. Is sacrificing something that you enjoy, giving it up for the day, a difficulty? No. But it benefits our souls so much because it becomes difficult in the stretching on of time. Much like those who are following our Lord, it wasn't that they just simply came, it's that they stayed. Stayed to the point until our Lord finally had to hide himself in the desert to get away from them so they could return to their homes, so that he could pray. It's not so much that our sacrifices themselves are all that particularly hard. It's the fact that Lent lasts 40 days and that we have to persevere doing those things again and again and again all the way to the end. Our sacrifice is in the duration of time that we offer things up to God. And we find ourselves right now, when this Mass occurs with this gospel, just past the midway point of Lent. We find ourselves in the very middle of it, the most difficult time, the Wednesday of Lent, as it could be called. That early fervor that we had at the very onset, all that desire and that burning zeal to be very generous and offer these things up to God, and boy, I can really make some good for my soul, and I can really do some good for building up that strength of will by giving in these ways of sacrifice, that's all waned. I no longer have that early zeal, that early fervor. And yet I stand here at the same time and I look ahead and I still am too far out to see the end of the tunnel, the light at the end. I'm too far out to see really what types of fruits I'm going to gain by it. I just trudge through almost. I feel like all the consolations of my sacrifices are gone. And that's right. That's okay. That's important, even. Because our Lord sees our efforts, our difficulties, our struggle. He knows that this is the most difficult time of Lent, and that it is a true generosity and a true effort to succeed in maintaining our sacrifices faithfully through to the end. And that generosity, when given to our Lord, like the fishes and the loaves, it's multiplied to a great extent in return with graces. And just as our Lord didn't need the crowd to follow him, he doesn't need our offerings. Yet he sees the crowd following him, and he sees our sacrifices, and it fills his heart with love. He knows the effort that comes for it. Our meager sacrifices themselves aren't much, but the struggle to maintain, he knows and he rewards. He gives an abundance to the people because they're hungry and they need it. He gives in abundance of graces to us, not because we deserve it, but because we need it. these graces that are gained by continuous sacrifice, these are our spiritual food. These provide the strength necessary for us to fight the good fight. Temptation comes to us from all angles. Temptation comes to us when we are at our weakest. Temptation comes to us when we least expect it. And in order for us to be successful in fighting against that, we need to cooperate with grace. In order to be successful in practicing virtue, when those opportunities arise, we need to cooperate with grace. These are supernatural actions. To be successful on any degree of regularity requires aid from above. And if we ourselves do not continually gain those graces, that strength, then it will be depleted in us and we will be weakened. Much like if we go for a while without food, our bodies become weaker and weaker. And like if we continue without food for too long, if we continue on without building up this storage of grace, we shall die the death of sin. But Christ does not want that to happen. He wants to see our little effort and see that we're serious about it. And when he realizes that, he rewards us exponentially. So, be encouraged. Find yourself that new zeal, that renewed energy and vigor for continuing on in your Lenten efforts and offerings to the good God. Maybe at this point in time, you have begun to falter. Maybe at this point in time, you may have even not succeeded in maintaining all the way through to the end. Or perhaps you've been successful, yet you see that it is beginning to be a true effort. Do not worry about it, but keep moving forward. And if you have faltered, renew it again and begin again. The Lenten season is only so long, but there is a great multitude of fruits to be gained from it if we are generous. It is not too late to finish off this season in a very good and generous fashion. It is not too late to gain a great hoard of graces to strengthen your soul. It is not too late to be able to stand before our Lord and please him by your small offerings because you have given for a significant portion of time. Finish Lent well, and you will find your soul stronger and more cooperative and closer to God in the end. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.